North Korea is saying it's ready to hold talks with the South Korean government within 2 weeks. That would be the first ministerial-level meeting since North Korea reactivated a nuclear plant capable of producing weapons-grade plutonium. But North Korea has not yet accepted the Bush administration's offer of talks aimed at diffusing the tension over North Korea's nuclear program. Along with Iraq, North Korea is one of the most pressing foreign policy concerns facing the Bush administration. But if the military action against Iraq is a distinct possibility, the administration has all but ruled out an attack on North Korea. Indiana Republican Richard Lugar is chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Bob.
How grave is the situation posed by North Korea? The Bush administration says it's not a crisis.
Well, I think there's been a reevaluation, and whether the word crisis is used, the fact is that the Bush administration in the meetings that people have had with senior people from Japan and South Korea have indicated that this is a grave issue for the United States and for its allies. And there has been movement, as you have noted, the United States stating that we're prepared to talk to North Korea, not to negotiate, but to make clear really the obligations North Koreans have. That assurance has come not simply to get things on track with North Korea, but even more importantly, to come into a better accord with South Korean and Japanese friends. And I believe the meeting that Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice had with her South Korean counterpart, Im Sung-joon, yesterday was really very important in sealing the fact that we are serious, South Koreans are serious. Whether the North Koreans have gotten the word from us yet, notwithstanding, it is apparent from your report today that some talks with South Korea are forthcoming.
What does it mean? The U.S. will talk, but it won't negotiate.
Well, it means that we're prepared to enter into dialogue, but we are most hopeful that it will be multilateral dialogue. The neighbors, South Korea, Japan, China, have a very direct stake because they are very close to the military power of North Korea. We believe the Russians have a stake in this. We believe that everybody in the area wants to move toward a non-nuclear situation, including making certain that North Korea leaves that program. When I saw Dr. Rice yesterday at the White House, my thought was that we really need to make certain North Koreans see some light at the end of the tunnel. That is, what North Korea might look like with the cooperation that the Japanese and the South Koreans already were talking about, and that we might provide at some point. And she assured me that that has been a part of our repertoire of thoughts, but nevertheless was truncated pretty abruptly when the North Koreans announced a new nuclear program involving highly enriched uranium. Now, having gotten through that particular episode, we're back to the track of simply saying that we cannot have a repetition of nuclear program developments each year. If we are to come into some sort of comprehensive settlement on the North Korean part, there must be an end to the nuclear programs, because otherwise it is probable that at some point Japan, South Korea, maybe even others in the area will want to enter into nuclear programs, and this really means chaos for that area as well as much greater danger for the world.
Why not talk with Iraq? The Deputy Prime Minister of Iraq says the U.S. has rebuffed requests for dialogue.
Well, in fact, there has been endless dialogue with Iraq, and that diplomatic track is very well established through the United Nations now, through the inspectors and the international presence that is there daily in Iraq. The problem in Iraq is that Saddam Hussein and the leadership have simply not made the decision simply to destroy the elements, the weapons of mass destruction, the production facilities, any part of those programs, and that's the basic decision they will need to come to, or at some point the world will disarm Iraq and terminate that program.
In your view, is diplomacy more likely to persuade Saddam Hussein or Kim Jong-il of North Korea, or neither?
Well, it's not clear that diplomacy will cure either problem, but nevertheless, the United States position has been that we ought to try the diplomatic track, and not only try it, but pursue it really to the fullest extent. And that's been the track record since the President Bush's speech at the UN in September, the 8 weeks of negotiations that brought a 15-0 Security Council vote for inspections in Iraq, and clearly the initiatives now in which the United States is involved with at least Japan and South Korea, we hope with much more with China and Russia on a diplomatic track, with full assurances by Secretary Powell almost daily that we have no intention of attacking North Korea, taking military action in that area.
Is there, which of these is more pressing in your view?
Well, both are equally pressing, and both are being approached in appropriate ways. The Iraq situation is one that has matured through at least a period of several weeks and now months of diplomacy on to international inspections, on probably to future diplomacy and work in the Security Council. The North Korean crisis is erupted rather abruptly and is moving on to what I would hope is a sound diplomatic track. It's one clearly in which our diplomacy likewise has to be with our friends in South Korea. There has to be a rapport which is much stronger coming out of the South Korean election and the anti-American sentiments that were expressed for a variety of reasons. We really need to forge now a much closer relationship so that we have some understanding among ourselves, even as we are visiting with the North Koreans. Otherwise, it's apparent that they are prepared to take advantage of those fissures.
The reluctance to go to war with North Korea is certainly understandable, but what other options does the U.S. have?
Well, our hope and our belief, at least, if the North Korean regime has some rational basis for the future, is that they want a continuation of talks and then hopefully of action, particularly with Japan and South Korea, on economic lines. North Korea, for a long time, has been an apparently bankrupt country. Sadly, it's been apparent that hundreds of thousands of its citizens are in dire need of food, and many have starved annually. So as a result, it appeared that the leadership in North Korea, at least last year, was approaching a situation of not rapprochement with the outside people, but certainly much more firm discussions, much more interest in that. I think that needs to be encouraged, both as a humanitarian gesture for the poor people that are in harm's way in that country every day, but likewise for some normalcy for that country, some potential unification of the North and South Korean countries.
Senator, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Indiana Republican Richard Lugar is the new chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.